Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So what do you think, Ann? How long before they come knocking at the door?
Oh, I'll publish my address. They can come knock on my door. This is going to be fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Gun for Hire Radio listeners, Second Amendment advocates and supporters across the nation, we are now entering the fight of our lives. If New Jersey is any indication, Connecticut is proposing legislation. Providence, Rhode Island just banned semi-automatic rifles. The president is meeting with, and Biden, crazy Joe Biden, is meeting with pro-gun and anti-gun groups. Biden has already hinted that the Big O will use executive order to circumvent Congress because, you know, a constitutional scholar should definitely know how to circumvent the Constitution.
Well, that's why guys like him went to teach constitutional law and how to get around it.
The first salvo from the New Jersey legislators, who pretty much can't do shit any other day of the year except collect graft, kickbacks, payola, and six or seven pensions while working, managed to muster up 18 bills.
Count them.
Okay? House and Senate-sponsored bills, 18 bills to attack us, law-abiding gun owners in New Jersey, because some nutbag gets his mother's guns that were purchased legally, acquired by him illegally, and goes nuts. Now, I must say, in four or five interviews, Governor Krispy Kreme has said he's willing to talk about guns, but he wants to address video games, movies, morality, and the violence in our society. Okay, so
But he's also got an attorney general who's going from town to town doing illegal gun buybacks.
Of course. Well, Knappen talks about that all the time. By the way, Evan, thank you. Last week, we got a ton of play from your show where you were on. Ainsley thinks the three of us were drunk in the studio.
Well, we sort of.
You know, but
if we did
we were
drink,
drunk with carbohydrates.
The three of us don't drink.
And no, I understand his AG is a jack, you know, but anyway, Krispy Kreme, it's going to be hard. And, you know, we have a couple of supporters in the state of New Jersey. And as, you know, a few of our politicians have told us, you can, Allison McHose, we can fit them all in a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, right.
We're going to go over some of these bills that are being proposed. And
Frightening. They're frightening.
Extremely frightening. And it's amazing that with the economic standpoint in our country and our state, and the horrific crime rates in our state, that this is where they're going to turn their focus. I'd much rather dig holes and put prisoners in them and warehouse them or whatever and get the animals off the street. And let's take a better look of how we treat mental illness. You know, Sandy sent me a great email this week. And, you know, it goes back to what came first, the chicken or the egg. Did someone have mental problems and they went on drugs, or did they go on drugs and then develop a mental problem? We could argue that for 500 years and never get any action.
Right.
We know everybody listening, obviously, are diligent. There's no Gun for Hire Radio listeners that are leaving guns laying around accessible to strangers and their children, because we know the difference between right and wrong.
Right. That's law-abiding citizens need more regulation.
If there was ever a time to share our show, like show 82, is the time to let other people listen, because, you know, your libertarian friends and the fence sitters and the hunters and the casual gun owners, we need to wake them up.
Right.
You know, 4.5 million members of the NRA, the ANJRPC is looking for members, NJ2AS in New Jersey fighting the fight. And we're going to get into all of those specifically later. But if you've been sitting on your ass listening to our show and laughing and not becoming a member, you know, shame on you and shame on us, because we're all going to hang separately, as Ben Franklin said. We either hang together or we hang alone, right? Isn't that what he's something like that?
Right? That's right. One or the other. We're going to do one or the other.
It's going to be bad. And one of them, the first bill, Sandy, requires ammo sales and transfers to be conducted as face-to-face transactions, which means no more mail order ammo.
Right.
So that one, you know, it has a good chance. The next one establishes a regulatory system to govern the sale and transfer of ammunition. Because, you know, if our detractors knew that we mail ordered or drove out of state to buy ammo, they fix that right quick.
Absolutely right.
Okay. Well, all that's going to do is drive up costs.
Right.
Because whenever you have government regulations, there's going to be taxation without representation.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? Especially when they want to tax things that they don't like.
You know, the next one, this is where our politicians criminalizes purchasing or owning a weapon if person has previous conviction or unlawful possession of a weapon.
Hello?
That's already a law.
Right.
That's already a law. They're dumb. They're dumb. They don't know.
But again, the redundancy in a lot of these laws, it's just, you know what the problem is with politicians, Ann? It's the fact that they just need, they think, they take this moniker of lawmaker real serious. So they think they got to go make laws. And if they can't get their name attached to a bill, then they're somehow a...
So the rush is to get their names attached to the bills to make their anti-gun constituents happy.
Yep.
And also get their name in the news.
Right.
The dangerous part is, out of 18 of these, you know the odds that 3 or 4 or 5 or 8 are going to get through.
Yes. And some, we haven't even talked about some of the most dangerous ones yet.
Oh, I started slow.
Yeah.
I want to ease everybody into this. I don't want to get into that.
No, though. When I got the list the other day from you, a blood shot out of my eyes. Because it's unbelievable the kind of crap that they're proposing. And what gets me is, show me what gun ban has ever resulted in lower crime anywhere in the world, anywhere, has ever proven to. So we need to come out on the offensive on a lot of this stuff. We've been sitting around. How many times have we told people listening to the show?
We're almost 2 years into this.
Yes. Yes. And we've told people and they said, oh, no, Obama's a good guy. He even said himself he wasn't going to ban guns. No, he'll just send somebody else
to do it.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Standing between you and the gun grabbers here in the state of New Jersey and across the nation, this is Gun for Hire Radio.
You know, we left off with that, and our legislators, you know, all this stuff they're proposing is just to get their name out there. They don't even research anything. Here's another one. Revises definition of destructive device to include certain weapons of 50 caliber or greater.
Here's that 50 cal ban again.
Now, they put certain because obviously last time they got their peepees whacked because muzzle loaders would have been banned. But ladies and gentlemen, how many drive-by Barrett 50 cal shootings has there been?
Same number of drive-by bayonettings.
Seriously. I mean, ignorant. Go back and let's look at all the shootings that have taken place in this country the past 100 years and separate the 50 cal shootings. All right?
Wait, there's none?
None. There's another piece of legislation that is dumb. Now, here's a scary one. Reduces lawful maximum capacity of certain ammunition magazines in New Jersey.
Yeah.
There's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. We've already had Cryin', the triple dipper, talking about five-round magazines.
Five-round. So that would make your average six-shotter, you know, well, six-shot revolver. You couldn't, what would you train with now?
They don't even know. Like, they're so
clueless.
Dumb and clueless.
Totally
they don't know. Again, turn the focus from the tool and let's start looking at all the other. Christy keeps saying it, which is nice, but I don't think anybody's going to listen.
No.
You know,
he's just coming out like a typical rhino and just to trying to placate, you know, part of his trying to save face while he knows what his real agenda is.
Correct. President.
Yes.
Okay. And the next one is fun. Prohibits mail order, internet, telephone, and any other anonymous method of ammunition sale or transfer in New Jersey. There goes all your mail order, guys.
Yeah,
no more internet ordering for us. So it drives the prices up. You know, competition's good for business. If gun store, you know, Joey's gun store knows you can buy it online for 12, he doesn't sell it more than 13.
Right,
you know,
right.
Once they have a captive audience,
now we get
screwed again.
But guess that's exactly what they want. They don't want you to have, they figure they're going to go after ammunition. They're going to go after guns. If they can control your ammunition, your gun becomes nothing more than a very expensive paperweight.
Correct, because if a box of 9mm goes up to $140 a box.
Who's going to go shoot?
You know, you look at cigarettes. Cigarettes cost like 20 cents to make, and then there's $7 in taxes on them,
right?
And cigars, too. Yeah. You know, I pay $8 for a premium cigar, and I imported 5,000 cigars through Smokin' to, you know, the Gun for Hire 60 cal that we sell and give away here. And, you know, that cigar is about 70% taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
really?
It's about 70% taxes. It's amazing. When they came back to me the price, I'm like, cool, I could sell the cigar for like a dollar. And then after I got hit with everything, I had to sell it for 12. Okay?
After you got through paying the government.
Yes. Here's a scary – and they got all their money up front, by the way.
Of course
they
do.
The only thing they don't get up front is sales tax. They whittle you down.
Oh, then
that.
There's more tax
of
on
course.
Top of the tax.
7% on top of that.
So there's tax on tax.
I also had to pay tax on the freight when it came over on the ship. Import tax, yes. and a transportation tax. Okay? Tax me to death.
Welcome to the Socialist Republic of America.
I'm moving to Russia like Gerard Depardieu.
Yes.
Everybody in France is fleeing the 75% luxury tax. They're all going to Russia.
There's a surprise.
Putin's giving everybody passports and apartments because he wants their money and their spending
there.
Yes. Okay, wake up, people. Here's another one. This is a scary one, Sandy. Requires mental health screening
That's
by a licensed
scary.
Professional
oh, my
to
goodness.
Purchase a firearm.
Now, there's a number of those same.
But I got this one first. Though.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk. So who's paying for the psychiatrist?
Right.
All right.
And
you know they ain't cheap.
And wait a minute, that excludes you and me. So.
Yeah. And not only that, but how the psychiatrist, it's up to them.
What psychiatrist
is going to want to sign off? Because what if you have a fight with somebody 3 months later and shoot somebody, the onus is going to be on them?
Correct.
This is a great way to get rid of guns.
Absolutely. Because let me tell you something. There is not a general practitioner. All you GPs that are listening out here are nodding your heads when I say this. There's not one GP who will take away some old person's driver's license.
Correct.
Especially in some of the senior citizen communities that we have in New Jersey or in Florida or other areas in the country. No GP is going to do that because if he does it on a Monday, by Wednesday, his office is completely barren because the word got through everybody else. Don't go to Dr. So-and-so. He'll take away your driver's license.
So this, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
So maybe we're, you know, and what doctor is going to want to sign off on that?
Right. It's going to be the reverse here because no doctor is going to want to take that kind of liability because they'll come back under professional liability and they'll castrate that doctor.
I've had people contact me within the Gun for Hire network. Hi, my name is Frank. I want to apply for my firearms ID card. But when I was 16 years old, I broke up with my girlfriend and I wanted to kill myself. And my parents took me to the hospital. And I'm afraid that's going to come back to bite me because I don't want to lie on my forms, you know. And then we refer them to Knappen, and Knappen refers them to gun-friendly doctors who are objective. And, you know, but the whole process cost a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, right.
So this is another way to curtail.
Another way.
And listen.
That only the rich can have guns.
And what is the threshold going to be?
Right.
Is slight depression a problem?
Right.
Is right. sociopath?
Certain drug combinations aren't going to be allowed?
Correct. So we're going to put it. We're going to put the onus on the doctor.
But now here's where you're going to take a tie-in of what I talked about last year about the tyranny from the Obama administration. This is, a lot of people say this is a conspiracy whack job theory, but all physicians now are required to report every one of your medical records, even including psychologists and psychiatrists, all have to be reported now to the federal government. So every time you go and you have doctor-patient confidentiality with your physician, that information is now being transmitted to to Big Brother, and Big Brother is watching. So now define what a depression really is. If you were sad one day and happened to express that to your doctor,
correct.
All of a sudden now you're going to lose $20,000 worth of your firearms you've been collecting?
What if you lost your job and went to the doctor and said, oh, I wish I was dead. I lost my job.
Exactly.
Does that mean you're suicidal?
Exactly. Exactly. This is a very slippery slope. You people got to get on the phone and you got to call these horses' asses and let them know we will not comply. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. Get a friend listening to Gun for Hire Radio because
now.
You got to do it now.
I'm going to skip one because go to this one. This bill prohibits investment by state of pension and annuity funds and companies manufacturing, importing, and selling assault firearms for civilian use. That's good because nobody sells an assault firearm
exactly.
for civilian use. Dumb legislators.
Right.
Please go back to getting construction kickbacks and stuff.
And leave the governing
up to us intelligent citizens.
Right.
Okay?
Now, you know, you bring up an interesting point here with this wording of assault firearms, the assault weapons ban. When you take a look at where that information came from, where that term, it's a made-up term,
yes.
and it's from the anti-gun. Actually, it was from the lawyers against guns who decided that if they put this in, they can confuse the public as to what between a machine gun and a semi-automatic gun. The gun that they're trying to ban is a rifle. Let's stop playing their game and stop using the words
semi-auto rifle.
Correct.
Is what they want to ban.
It is a rifle. It is a the other day, what do you call it? Governor Cuomo, who sounds just like his father.
They're going to confiscate guns in
New
York.
You betcha. Let me tell you something. He came out and said, all we want is common sense gun control. Same old nonsense. And he said, let's face it, nobody uses an assault rifle for hunting. Well, number one, Governor, I would like everybody who owns an AR-15 and who is a hunter or uses any kind of semi-automatic rifle to write the governor and all your legislators a little note and tell them, oh, yes, I do. It is called, the problem here is that we've talked about this before, Ant. the semi-automatic rifle is 150 years old. And back in our great-grandfather's days or our grandparents' days, that gun hung on the wall. It didn't have elaborate safes, didn't have all kinds of trigger locks, but nobody was grabbing the guns off of the wall and doing
Correct.
Random shootings.
Correct.
So
Correct.
What's happened? Is it the gun's fault or is it something else?
See, they don't like the way the gun looks.
Yeah, it's scary.
Exactly.
It's scary. If you notice, what they'll do is what I got a kick out of, we'll get to this. It's part of our prep, you know, stack of stuff over here. But the photo in NewJersey.com that shows all these guns that were confiscated, every damn one of them. You see the chief of police of Camden, the city with the highest crime rate in the state in the entire country, is holding a double barrel side by side shotgun.
Yeah.
How many of those are? Is that the choice of gangbangers worldwide?
No, they buy whatever crap they can get.
Yeah.
All right, and for the cheapest price.
But do you see what Chiesa said about this stuff? He comes out and he says, these aren't the guns that are coming out of people's attics. These are the guns that are used to kill numbers of people.
Yeah, where?
Including police officers. Really? Seriously? Broken down revolvers and hunting rifles? It's
dumb.
Unbelievable.
Dumb.
Totally dumb.
Dumb.
Totally stupid. But the public buys into it, and we need to go out on the assault got to watch our words. We need to go out on the offensive. Got to really watch our words.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to start educating truth. Shine the light of truth on this. Do not let them get away with the public relations war.
I'm going to get into a real scary one now. You ready? Requires psychological evaluation and in-home inspection as prerequisite to purchase firearms.
So not only do you have to go to the shrink, but the local detective's got to come and inspect your home for what? To exercise a constitutional right? Seriously?
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. So good luck with this. So they're going to do an in-home inspection. So what does it entail?
Yeah. What does it entail?
Don't worry. They'll make up stuff as they go along.
Oh, of course.
You know, to whack our PPs really bad. But that's a really bad one right there.
Yeah,
in-home inspection.
Absolutely. And if you notice, this is the second bill that if one doesn't get through, the second bill that's got the psychological evaluation.
Correct.
So, of course, you've got every...
So you'll have a compromise.
Right. Right.
Well, we'll nix the in-home inspection, but we're keeping a psychological evaluation.
Yeah, correct.
This one's interesting, Sandy. Disqualifies person named on federal terrorist watch list from obtaining firearms ID card or permit to purchase a handgun. That wasn't a law already?
Yeah, right.
That wasn't a law? Seriously?
Yeah.
We need to make a new law for that? You're telling me there's no federal law? If you're on the terrorist watch list, it doesn't coincide with nix and searching or anything?
I don't think it does. I think that because Ted Kennedy was on the federal terrorism, but he should have been, our esteemed senator.
Okay. Now, forget the terrorists. This is one of the scariest bills I found. Requires mental health evaluation and list of household members with mental illness to purchase firearms.
Another one.
Okay.
That's the magic three.
But now it's. I know where this is coming from. This is coming from Adam Lanza.
Of course.
Because the mother.
Because he broke into his mother's house and stole her legally owned firearms and then committed a second crime of murder.
I'm not a doctor. You are. Is mental illness, is ADD a mental illness?
Well, then we're both screwed.
No, really. Is ADD a mental illness?
I don't think they've classified. Well, yes, actually they have, yeah.
It's mental, right?
Yeah, it's part
so
of it.
So how many kids are on Ritalin and shit for ADD today?
Right.
So 60% of the population?
Right. Yeah, which is another issue entirely.
We can't get into that today. We need a 14-hour show. But think about it. Everybody who has someone with a mental illness can't own a gun anymore, or there's going to be some kind of restrictions or
right.
something.
Right. If your kid is on Ritalin for ADD, then all of a sudden you're going to be prohibited.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. It could be. Hey, that's how they're looking at it, too. This is the problem. This is not common sense. This is no sense. This is just grandstanding. Get whatever you can. Let's fortify the agenda. This is all about, we've said this. This is not just a Democrat thing. This is a progressive thing. It's about tyranny. They have been planning tyranny now since the Woodrow Wilson administration. Now we got the perfect storm, and they've been waiting for this. But hey, you know, votes matter.
Oh, yeah.
With over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Eric Waldorf was in the studio a few days ago. Great guy. Waldorf, CHIRO.com, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Family man, NJ2AS, ANJRPC, NRA. You want to go to Dr. Eric, you'll get a free evaluation, free thermal scan. He used a neutralizer on me or something. He
nice.
He erased my memory.
Very good.
And So anyway, go see Dr. Eric. Please show him your support. He had the nerve and the balls to become a sponsor, and you really, really should show your support, because without guys like him taking a stand, there's not going to be guys like us sitting in the studio getting your asses mobilized.
Right. And,
okay?
And yet we have to plug all of the sponsors too, because they're the ones. Please, folks.
Yes.
You know, we say this all the time. You know, we tune out commercials all the time, but these people really are just mom and pop places. They're great 2A supporters. They come to us. They've approached us and said, please, we want to be able to make this show continue to go forward. We are the only voice in the state of New Jersey, and probably one of the very few throughout the country, who really brings you the truth behind what's really going on. And the only way we do it is through these sponsors. They open their wallets every single week and make it possible. This stuff doesn't happen for free.
Nope. Waldorf Chiropractic, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Show your support, you cheap. Sandy almost finished the sentence. All right, here's another bill that doesn't fit in at all. Requires security guards who carry weapons to wear certain uniforms, including an ID card.
Isn't that nice?
What do security guards do? Do they shoot anybody or bother anybody? What if I'm an undercover security guard?
Correct.
I have to wear an emblem.
An emblem.
I'm an undercover security guard with a gun.
With a giant sign that says, shoot me first.
I don't get this one. So here's another dumb legislator.
No, wait a minute now. All these guys who have all these private executive protection people.
They're not security guards. I don't know.
So all the glitterati, as you say.
They can't have undercover.
All these sports athletes in Jersey and all the TV stars.
So when Michael Jabba the Hutt Moore comes to New Jersey,
he
can't have an undercover guard.
He does, but he has to wear a giant sign that says, I'm carrying a gun to protect Fatso.
Michael Moore is easy to hit, too.
Yes, he is.
All right, here's another one. Okay. Declares violence a public health crisis.
That's
recommends
one of my
expansion
favorites.
Of mental health programs, recommends federal adoption of gun control measures, and establishes study commission on violence.
Well, that's
in the
what
words
we
of Mr. Mackey another... from South Park, violence is bad. Okay. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you need a new commission, a new study commission.
Another commission for study. I got a better idea. Stop the catch and release and fucking revolving door system and start gassing them and electrifying them and cooking them and stretching their necks on public TV. And when a sentence is given, let's keep that sentence.
So what you're saying is we want a common sense approach to criminal.
Yeah, not a law-abiding citizen, a criminal.
Yeah. Oh.
How about if you get caught gun trafficking and you get sentenced to death by hanging? What would that do to the drug trafficking numbers and gun trafficking numbers?
What would it do to our Justice Department?
Yeah, well,
You know.
Oh, we'd have to hang all of them, too.
We would.
Well, we could build something out
See, now if the gangbangers, I hear there's just like a drive-through window now at the FBI where the gangbangers just
pick up a gun. Well, the FBI is always good for leaving guns and laptops and cars and getting them stolen anyway. But so we're going to have a study commission on violence, and it's going to declare violence a public health crisis.
Now, that's this is a real big issue. Clinton did this on a national level back in the 80s. And because when it gets declared a public health issue, all of a sudden now a lot of your taxpayer dollars go to fund these studies. That's where you got that nonsense study that if you have a gun in the home, somebody in your home is likely to die.
Correct.
And that came from a public health funded study that was really co-funded by the Joyce Foundation, which
Here we go again with the Joyce Foundation.
Right? And it was... it was done in the hood. You know, it is a bogus study using junk science, but you open yourself wide to this the minute you declare this a public health issue. What's a public health issue has nothing to do with violence. This is human behavior. There's always been violence.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. I got another one. Urges President and U.S. Senate to ratify UN arms treaty. All right.
What did we say?
There's the hidden agenda rearing its ugly head again.
Yep,
okay.
There it is.
What does the UN small arms treaty have to do with this when all of our politicians and our president says the UN arms treaty has nothing to do with the ownership of small arms in our country?
Oh.
Okay. Why do we need it then?
And why is the UN dictating what happens in the state of New Jersey?
I got an answer for that. We all know. But it's the major agenda with Cloward and Piven and George Soros and everything. But they could stick the UN, okay, our small arms treaty, our jackass politicians.
Like you say, just get a bulldozer and push that thing right off into the East River.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it.
Yes. Here's another esteemed elected official. Expressed support for creation of a task force on gun control led by Vice President Biden. We need a bill to turn into a law that says we express support for the Vice President's task force. Okay, but we need a bill to say it, to turn it into law.
For Vice President Aricept.
Correct. Now, the next one regulates sale and transfer of rifle and shotgun ammo. That's I don't know what they're doing there. That's another duplicate.
We're going to have to, we're going to have to sign our name. See, for those of you outside of the state of New Jersey, in order to purchase any ammunition that might be considered, what, a handgun caliber, whether you shoot it through a rifle or not, you have to sign your name and say, Mother May I, to the state.
Nice.
And you have to present your firearms ID card, and you get to track it, and they write it down in a little book to say how much ammunition you bought that day. That's why most of us travel to the state of Pennsylvania.
Correct.
To buy our ammo. I guess I shouldn't have said that on the air. Huh?
Correct. Now, there's another ban for high-capacity magazines, which is a duplicate. Here's another one, though. Urges Congress to strengthen gun control laws. What the hell is that going to do? What the hell? We need to put more minimum mandatory sentence and enforce the laws we have. What do we have? 22,000 gun control laws right now.
22,000 gun laws.
I had an epiphany driving last night. When you work
did
in a factory.
Did you hurt yourself when you got the epiphany?
Yes. When you work in a factory, they look at how many good pieces a day you did and bad pieces, and that decides whether you get to keep your job, like quality control, right?
Right.
And the same thing goes for so many other businesses where you're held, you know, for profitability and everything. So what I was thinking is, when you play baseball, you have batting average, you have run average. No, but here's what I was thinking. What if we looked at a judge's average? Not what a jury, but where a judge makes a decision.
How many he streets?
How many he streets and how many come back.
Oh.
So we see what kind of judgment calls the judge makes.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Because, listen, baseball players have it, hockey, whatever. Everybody's
Outcome
under the gun.
Medicine.
Everybody's under the gun. They all look. So why don't we look at a judge and rate them with a report card on their judgments, okay? And we could say, oh, look at this judge. He deemed 87% of his people ready for the street and 81% committed crimes again. So I think this
Within
judge
hours
is making
release.
Bad judgment calls.
Yeah, so maybe we can. Yeah, but the problem is they're appointed. You're not going to. We have to. Well, maybe we can go up the food chain.
How about if we appoint them and they have to hold a certain average, like a batting average?
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
And we could also.
Or a certain quality
to
control
assist
average,
it.
Right?
I got a better idea. Since we're talking batting average, what if we get some law-abiding citizens or people whose family members have been victim of violent crime? When a judge releases them early, when they walk out of the court, we bat them.
I like that much better. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
but,
a proactive approach.
But think
approach.
About it. Has anybody ever taken a judge's batting average?
No, I don't think it's ever been
it.
Done.
Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone has the resources or the outlet where we can find that, I would love to see what a judge's judgment average and repeatability and recidivism is. I want to see that, okay? Because that should be the linchpin for redoing our criminal system
Maybe
and our prison system.
Maybe we could publish that in the newspaper.
Let's publish. We publish Judge Smith
has
an 82% release record and a 62% shitbag return record, okay? And then we find a hanging judge that releases only 2%, and we find out, lo and behold, none of the people that ever go to his court ever come back.
Oh, amazing.
Okay?
Yeah.
I think we need to look at something like this.
What a good idea.
It hit me like a ton of bricks. Our legal eagles out there, our research people, and there's a ton of them out there. Is there a way where we could look at some judges?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And see if we could see what the trends are. I would love to look at those graphs.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay? I would love to.
And we would lead it off by publishing it on the radio here. That would be great. We're already on those lists.
Am I smart?
You're smart.
I'm smart a little bit?
Yeah.
You sure?
I like that. Very, very good idea.
Oh, did we talk last week about the cops were all scared because they released their names and addresses?
No.
Oh, well, you know the 44,000 people that were released in Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester County?
Yeah.
Well, the cops and corrections officers, 8,000 of them, their names were released. They're walking through their prisons, and the inmates are reciting their names and addresses.
Sweet. Isn't that
they
good?
They got it off the computer in the prison library.
All because some turd with a pen decided to publish everybody's name and address.
Is this great?
Yeah, that's nice.
I love it.
Well, this is good. Make victims out of law-abiding citizens. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the American way. We'll be back.
We can lift our eyes to heaven and believe in the God we choose. Liberty, reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom on.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And this segment's being brought to you by Get Out Safe New Jersey.
Yes, that's me on the cowbell, by the way.
Is that you on the cowbell?
Yes, it was me.
Well, I like that.
Listen, Frank DeMeo,
Get before Out you Safe ate the cow.
New Jersey. I go to a steak restaurant where you pick your own cow. You know, you pick a lobster in a seafood restaurant. Yeah.
And they shoot it in the head.
And they shoot it in the head in front of you, and you pick what part you want and everything. It's quite the experience. You want to bring the kids.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes,
listen, you guys, how long before we have another storm?
Right.
A natural or an unnatural disaster.
Right. Right.
With everything that's going on in this country right now, the Dems would love to see a racial split and some race war or something, because they another excuse to take our guns, like
sure.
the riots in 68,
absolutely.
All right?
And with the economic situations going on
right
gonna now.
It's going to happen.
You got to, seriously, guys, you got to prepare. Even if you just go to Frank's and start stocking up little bit by little bit every single week, every single month, put a little bit of money aside.
And he'll do that. He'll order it for you and hold it, and you
absolutely.
Can pick it up incrementally.
Sure. I mean, even the dried food that lasts for 25 years,
correct.
Food prices are going to skyrocket. We haven't even seen it yet, but that's what's going to happen this summer. Once hyperinflation hits and the velocity of money starts getting into the equation, now they're talking about $1 trillion coins to pay off the deficit.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
So all they're going to do is give them license to print more money, which, guess what? Now your loaf of bread is $39.50. Buy the damn food now.
It's
Stock
coming.
It up so you can feed your family.
But Get Out Safe New Jersey. His website is survivalequipmentnj.com. He has a Facebook page, Get Out Safe NJ, Get Out Safe New Jersey. He's in Whippany. He's centrally located, a little north, but in Morris County. But stop and see Frank. He's right up 287,
really, 80,
from Route 10. So many of our listeners have stopped and bought stuff, and they're very happy with his service. Much better than an online guy, because it's personal.
Yeah, and you can look at the stuff and touch the stuff, and he can really give you an idea of what to buy and what not to buy.
Sorry.
You're sleeping on me.
Oh, yeah. I haven't eaten in an hour.
That's nice.
I read this great article. The Gawker posted a full list of all New York City gun owners, but no addresses and phone numbers like the other journal. You know, you see Donald Trump and Howard Stern on the list and everything.
Yeah.
But when he wrote the article, he referred to us as gun-owning assholes.
Assholes, yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. So now we're assholes. That's great.
We're assholes. We're gun-owning assholes. So, again, registering us, outing us on our names and addresses. So we're pedophiles and assholes now.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because we don't fit their mold. So right away they have to hurl insults at
and
us.
And why is it that for every one of us fighting and realizing this, there's 99 more sitting home on their ass
right.
watching Dancing with the Stars
right.
and not mobilizing and doing shit with us?
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, because
we're in our own pickle, guys.
You know, it's the whole concept of, well, it can't get any worse than this. It can't get any worse than this. It can't get any worse than this. You talked about it last week, too, about the squeaky door syndrome.
Yes.
You know, the problem is that you get used to having your rights stripped away. Well, guess what, guys? We've allowed it now to happen for a number of decades. It is a full frontal assault right now. It is time to get everybody you know activated, get them listening to this show, get them all together. We have the power here, the power of the airways, to mobilize folks, but we need bigger numbers than we have. We've got 1 million people now, but we need more. When we can show up with 3 or 4 million people, we can actually mobilize some of them.
Listen, we're going to talk about rallies and mobilizing people a little later, too. Here's a great one. You know how they blame the gun for everything?
Yeah.
In Idaho, 5 inmates got a class action lawsuit against all the major liquor companies saying that they're in prison because they were drunk and what they did, and it's the liquor company's fault.
Isn't that great?
Okay, and it's costing taxpayers about $1 billion because we have to give them public defenders.
These pieces of garbage who have already committed crimes.
Okay,
who are now,
and great. Obviously the liquor companies have to pay also, but... this is the slippery slope. Remember years ago, the NRA and everybody fought so that you couldn't sue the gun manufacturer if a gun was used in a crime.
Correct.
Like you can't sue the car manufacturer if right. the car is used in a crime. So why are we suing the alcohol manufacturer?
Well, it's
because
just
they were under the influence.
It's a dangerous trend here.
It is a really dangerous trend. So in other words, if I cut myself with a J.A. Henkel's kitchen knife, I can sue the knife company.
Pretty much,
I can sue Macy's for selling me the knife.
Why not?
And the importer of
and
the
importer,
knife.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And,
right?
And the ship, the shipping line
and,
that it came
and,
over.
You know, I was watching the Food Network, and I saw Guy Fieri recommend that knife. So it's his fault, too, right?
Absolutely.
Nice.
This yes, and the Food
good.
Network. So as you don't ever have to work. We can just retire.
In the immortal words of Flounder from Animal House, this is great.
Now, there's an analogy,
I'm shooing everybody. I'm going to shoo everybody. I got a email here from Laz from Newark, New Jersey.
That's a great email.
Yes. I recently became a gun owner and love it. I was never against or for gun controls. I was just a normal citizen. My friend took me to the range, of course, nervous as hell, as it was my first time, but I love it. After a 10-month wait period, this is Newark.
10 months in
yep,
Newark.
To get my handgun permit and ID, I purchased my first firearm. I love the sport and follow Gun for Hire safety. Excuse me, gun safety to the T. My goal is to educate others as I have been educated on gun safety and have others see how much fun it is. If possible, please provide a shout-out to my friend Ken Ryder. Ken Ryder, shout out!
We just did.
P.S. I will be a new listener. I have joined the NRA and as a lifetime member, and I will be joining the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Laz, join now.
Right.
Do not wait.
Do not
join now.
We absolutely need the numbers.
It's $35. We need you. We need the support. Okay. So I love reading emails like that.
Absolutely. And get your friends involved like that. We need more gun owners like Laz.
Yes, about 1 million more, at least.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Freedom, give me some freedom.
Guys, I'm going to give you a number in your head right now. The maximum we need from everybody is $110. And not all of you have to come up with $110. And I'm going to tell you what that is right now.
Are they sending that to us?
$35 to the NRA.
Oh, okay.
$35 to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. And $40 to the New Jersey Rightful Association, which is ANJRPC. $110. That's $2 a week.
And three memberships.
Of your life.
I mean, and now you're a member of three different organizations.
You're involved with a small hammer, okay, which is going to be the NJ2AS. You're involved with a larger state anvil, which is going to be the ANJRPC. And then you're supporting the 800-pound gorilla,
right,
which is the NRA.
Right.
Okay? $110. For some of you, you're a member of one, two of those organizations already. The next week, join any of them that you have holes in. If you got a few extra bucks, it doesn't hurt to send a little extra money, a check to $50 to NJ2AS,
right,
or something.
Even if you do something,
okay,
once a month.
$110 might save our freedoms,
right,
okay?
And we're not just using, you know, we've heard this same statement made over and over and over and over and over again, but this is for real. This is serious stuff. I think this in our lifetime, this is, take Clinton and multiply that times 1,000.
How much do you
this
spend?
Guy's a nut.
How much do you spend in ammo? How much,
right,
do you spend in accessories?
Dude,
how much
we
do you spend
110
for a
bucks
gun?
Every week at the range.
Correct.
Right? So
look at your finances. I know it's tight for everybody right now. And again, for some people it's not going to be $110 because they already belong to one or two of the organizations.
Correct.
Are all the organizations perfect? No.
No,
is every relationship
not
perfect?
Right.
Exactly. No. Life,
right,
is not perfect, ladies, right, and gentlemen. I'm tired of reading on forums and chat rooms and stuff. Well, I don't believe the NRA because it is, and I don't believe the NJ2A, and I don't believe it. Shut up.
Right.
Suck it up.
Right.
Show some solidarity.
Right.
$110. $2 a week. Sandy,
right,
how much is that a day?
It's ridiculous.
It's nothing.
It's ridiculous.
Okay? It's nothing.
To
it's,
protect your rights?
It's 30 cents a day.
Right.
30 cents a day to protect our rights, all right? I'm tired of hearing excuses. I know people 5-6 years, they're telling me, oh, after the Newtown thing, I joined the NRA. I want to punch them in the head, but I don't, okay?
I
want to punch them in the head. That gets me to this. This segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. NJ2AS.com, New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook. Frank and the guys, small organization, fairly new. Nobody makes any money. Nobody puts expense reports in or anything. All of us volunteers, myself included, work diligently to forward our cause, okay?
Right.
They're spending the money to sponsor our show, and they don't have any money.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
So we need you to support them like you support us. We don't want money at Gun for Hire. Send your check to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society and do it today. You want to know something? Your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, their birthdays are coming up.
Join
buy
them up.
A membership.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
You got a fence sitter friend?
Absolutely.
To buy them a,
right,
membership.
Right.
You want to piss an anti-gunner off?
Buy him a membership. I,
okay?
Like that idea.
Buy him a membership. Membership.
I like
that. That'll
idea.
Piss them off. Listen, it's not worth $35 to,
oh,
see your anti-gun neighbor,
oh,
get their,
absolutely,
shit in the mail.
Yeah, it's,
okay,
great.
Buy them a membership. Now, listen, there's a couple of things going on at NJ2AS. We talk about not being selfish. Write this down. Look it up. Right to Self-Protect, RTSPOnline.com, is a gun store and range in Randolph, New Jersey. These guys got together and said, we're under so much pressure right now, and there's so much going on, that we are going to donate an FNH FNAR 308 gun. Okay, this is like a $2,000,
wow,
gun, and they're only going to sell 250 tickets. The entire proceeds are going to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Sandy.
Wow.
Okay, they're not making any money on the gun. They took a high-end gun off the shelf. Brad from RTSP, Right to Self-Protect, online.com. They also have a Facebook page, Right to Self-Protect. This will be on the NJ2AS website and Facebook page either. I bought two tickets already, by,
nice,
the way. Buy your tickets. There's only 250 tickets. $50 a ticket. The entire VIG goes to the New Jersey Second Amendment,
oh,
Society, to fight the cause. Okay? They're great guys up there at Randolph. Look what they're doing. They don't have to do this.
No,
okay?
You're right.
Their shelves are empty. They sold all their black guns. Their shelves are empty, all right? Frank is driving all over the state talking to tea parties, and James and Rob Barris, they're all doing what they can. I'm asking you people for $2 a week, right. 70 cents a day, right. to support three organizations.
Right.
We're lucky all three of our organizations have solidarity. NRA, NJ2AS, and yep. ANJRPC.
Right.
We're, some states, there's infighting
within
organizations.
Well, there's infighting, right, exactly.
Knappen
right.
said that a long time ago. Now, RTSP Online. NJ2AS.com, NJ2AS Facebook page, right to Self Protect Facebook page, buy your tickets. $250 tickets. They're going to have the raffle. All proceeds, they're going to be going to support the February 8th march on Trenton, which I wanted to get into that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
New Jersey Second Amendment Society wants to have a march on Trenton on February 8th. How will it look if 50 people show up?
Right.
What message right. will it send our anti-gun legislators
yeah.
that
we're
we
beat.
Are a paper tiger?
Yep.
Okay, we're up against red journalism. They're
yep.
dying to report
yep.
50 people showed
Absolutely.
Up. Okay?
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. This is a make or break deal for the NJ2AS. Frank is willing to resign if not enough people show up to this rally.
Wow.
He's putting everything on the line here. Mark your calendars, February 8th, okay? In Trenton, there is going to be a pro-gun rally. And a Right to Self-Protect donated this $2,000 gun for the event. We're raising money for the event. We need solidarity. We need donations. We need your support.
And we need
Everybody
bodies
can get
to show
off their
up there.
Ass and right. go that day.
Yeah,
okay?
Take the day off. It's a Friday.
It's
take
a
the
Friday.
Day off
it's
if
a
you
Friday.
Can and get there.
Now, a couple other things from NJ2AS. We talked about the rally. Regular monthly meetings. The next meeting is the 22nd of January at Gun for Hire, 7:30 p.m. Come and show your support, okay? They're also having that school writing contest, and it's on the NJ2AS website. You should check it out. If you have any kids that are junior or senior in high school, there's a contest to for the kids, 500 for grades 9 to 12, excuse me. But the important thing is 250 tickets to win an FNAR 308. Okay, and the support from Right to Self-Protect and the support from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I need you people to keep thinking, is my freedom worth
yeah.
30 cents a day?
Right, exactly right.
Okay,
30 that's what it's
cent
coming down
a day.
To.
Everybody yeah. should have on the back window of their car the ANJRPC, the NRA, and the NJ2AS sticker, okay? Everybody should spend $110 a year. Listen, if you have more, have deep pockets.
Right.
You can make
write
a check for
$100,
check. Right, $50, $10.
This is a donation into,
we're not proud, okay?
No, no.
I'm not begging for Gun for Hire Radio. I'm
no.
begging for our rights. I'm begging. This is going to be the fight of our life. Off the record, I told Sandy 2 weeks ago, I don't think it's going to be too bad after Newtown, you know? And he goes, I think you're wrong. I was wrong. All right, 18 anti-gun bills,
yeah.
a presidential commission with crazy Joe Biden, all these other states proposing stuff, Cuomo talking about confiscation, Feinstein is still out there screaming like the Wicked Witch of the West. Guys and girls, if you want to preserve the legacy of our children and our grandchildren on what this great country was built on, it's going to cost you 30 cents a day.
Yeah, I mean, come on, seriously. You know, the problem is we're fighting a massive propaganda machine from the other side, and it's working to sway public opinion. Take a look at what's going on in New Jersey, guys. Camden, New Jersey, the gun buyback program, the illegal gun buyback program that they had in Camden, New Jersey, was the biggest one in state history right after Newtown.
Correct.
So you're starting to see people turn in guns, and there were quotes that were coming out in the newspaper that were frightening. People saying that, after Newtown, I don't want to have this gun in my house. As if that's something connected with a madman who went and committed mass murder.
We're in bad shape.
We're in very bad shape.
30 cents a day. I can't put it any other way.
Exactly.
And that rhymed.
You're a poet. It's
you
great.
You know it.
So, I hesitate to ask, but what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy? You're doing
okay.
some training. I know you're
yeah.
packed.
Sunday, January 20th, we're having Home Invasion 1 in Belleville. Thursday, January 24th, First Steps Airsoft BB Gun for the kids.
Nice.
Sunday, February 24th, Smoking Gun 3.
Ooh.
Guns,
food,
cigars, ammo, 16 guns, 144 rounds.
That?
We still have a few seats left. All Gun for Hire alumni can retake any class for half the price. You can still build your own AR with the Build-A-Bear program with Jimmy the Gun Guy. He's been busy as he can. Yep, he's been finding the parts and getting guns done every day.
Nice.
And if you want to have a shooting party or a birthday party or anything, we're doing those at Gun for Hire. Great way to stick it in your neighbor's face who are anti-gun. Taking the kids for... We just did a shooting party for a Beth Verone. 35 people.
Nice.
For her husband's surprise birthday party.
That's wonderful.
And Lou was surprised. And they had a great time.
Man, that's fantastic.
I'm going to write a check right now for all three organizations for $100 to each organization. I'm imploring everybody to do the same and
great
just
idea.
Join or buy your spouse a membership to the NJ2AS or any other organization. But $110 a year, $2 a week, 30 cents a day. You cheap bastards.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please join together.